So we've taken a look at how to reframe in interpersonal communication. Another good use of reframing, a very empowering use of reframing, is to reframe the things that come up in our own lives, the challenges that we face, or some of the adverse circumstances that we're faced with in life. Quite frankly, the people that are most effective at producing results in their lives are those that can continually reframe things for themselves and associate meanings to the adverse circumstances in their life that are greater than the circumstances themselves. And by the way, when we talked about the major themes for all of our trainings, one of them was the theme of perception is projection. And here's the basis by which we actually create our own reality from moment to moment. Every evaluation or every meaning that you associate to anything on the fly in the moment, from moment to moment as you go throughout your day, every evaluation that you make serves as a suggestion that's uncritically accepted by your unconscious mind. Willingly and uncritically accepted by your unconscious mind. Now, let's say you're walking around through life and you look at somebody and they've got a frumpled brow. Now, you could look at that person and say, okay, well, that person's angry at me. They're mad at me. Or you could look at that same person and go, wow, there's something going on for them. They're upset about something that has nothing to do with me. In either case, the moment you make that evaluation, that suggestion is uncritically accepted by your unconscious mind, and your unconscious mind says, yes, that's what that means. And then what happens is you begin to sort for or look for other examples to substantiate the belief that you've already accepted. And what happens then is it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle that actually creates your reality from moment to moment. So one of the ways that we can really empower ourselves is to begin to look at things and consciously choose the meanings that we associate to them. Consciously begin to take charge of the evaluations that we make from moment to moment as we go throughout our day. So I'd like to share with you at this point one last reframe that is from a good friend of mine who's well-versed in NLP, and he has a great positive outlook on life. See, we were at a Chinese restaurant, and we all went to read our fortune cookies. And I got a great fortune cookie, and when he opened his up, there was no fortune in it. Now, I wanted to laugh, and I noticed that he stared inside the cookie for a second. He was just kind of silent for a second. And then he immediately snapped out the answer, wow, my fortune is so great that they couldn't confine it to words. We had a good laugh. So what I'd like to suggest is that you take this concept out with you as you go out into your future and you begin to pay attention to the evaluations that you make from moment to moment, realizing that that's one of the keys to really empowering yourself in your life to produce the results that you want. So with that in mind, until we speak again, remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.